Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. The 2018 Winter Olympics start next week in Pyeongchang, South Korea, with figure skating, one of the premier events. This week, we talk with two young women set to represent the United States in the ladies' singles event, Mirai Nagasu and Karen Chen.
I'm going to do my part, and I can't wait to enjoy every single second of the Olympic Games.
Going for gold in figure skating this week on American Cafe. It has been 16 years since an American woman took home an Olympic gold medal in singles figure skating. This year, two of the U.S. medal hopes are both California natives, and both are the children of immigrants, Mirai Nagasu and Karen Chen. Mirai's parents came to the United States from Japan and still operate a sushi restaurant in Arcadia, California. Mirai says her idol is former Olympic medalist and multiple world champion Michelle Kwan. Like Michelle, Mirai says that her parents did everything in their power to help her succeed.
My mom also made a lot of my skating costumes, just sewing them. And also, she also, like Michelle's mom, sewed sequins on one by one. And I would complain that they were not as shiny as Swarovski crystals, because we got ours at places like Target and Michael's. But at the end of the day, my mom really played a huge role in my skating.
Mirai Nagasu made her first Olympic appearance at age 16 at the 2010 Games in Vancouver. She finished fourth there, but 4 years ago, she missed the U.S. team for Sochi when Ashley Wagner was chosen because she had better performances in qualifying events. At this year's U.S. Championships, Mirai was the silver medalist, and Wagner was named as first alternate. Nagasu says that making the team was the hardest part of her season so far, and she is looking forward to the Pyeongchang competition.
Making the team is more stressful than anything, because it's a lot of unknown factors, and now that I've been named to the team, it's been really about enjoying the process and to hit my peak at the right moment, and I feel really confident going into the Olympics, but I'm going to do my part and hold up my end of the game to help do my part, and I'm really excited about that, and I can't wait to enjoy every single second of the Olympic Games.
Mirai Nagasu is one of only two Americans to land the difficult triple axel jump in competition. The jump requires skaters to take off facing forward, rotate 3 1/2 times in the air, and land cleanly. But Mirai says it is only one of the elements she will have to execute well to win gold.
It's really cool for me because I am one of the few that have the ability to land it. It is a newer jump for me, so I do work on it a little bit more than my other jumps. But even at the Vancouver Olympics, that was not a jump in my program. And so I think I've really grown as a skater and really broadened my horizons.
Only Midori Ito and Mayo Asada of Japan have landed that jump at the Olympics. American Tanya Harding never landed the jump cleanly in the Olympic Games. Karen Chen's parents immigrated to the United States from Taiwan in 1995, and Karen was born 4 years later in Fremont, California. She began skating at age 6 to overcome a problem with shyness. Before this year's nationals, Karen says she sat down with her role model, 1992 gold medalist and Fremont, California resident Christy Yamaguchi.
Just her talking about her experiences just really helped me with mine. And so actually last week I also sat down at the same exact cafe and the same exact table, the same exact chairs. And we had the same exact drinks and we had the same conversation, but not about nationals, but about Olympics. And just hearing her talk about her experience and what she enjoyed the most and how she was able to prepare and stay focused, I feel like I really benefited from that, and I'm really thankful for it.
Karen Chen made her senior international debut just 2 years ago and placed third at this year's U.S. Championships. Like Mirai Nagasu, she says her mom played a big role in her success, especially at this year's competition.
I remember just talking to her about it and that, like, I'm scared. I'm afraid of what might happen, but she believes in me more than anyone. And Sometimes I don't believe in myself as much as I should and could. And having her by my side and always supporting me and pushing me to be better and telling me that I can do it is something that really inspires me every single day. And she has really helped me so much. And to think that she'll be there with me at the Olympics, and I feel like she'll just support me throughout whatever it is that I decide to do.
Karen Chen started a GoFundMe page to help raise money for her parents and her younger brother Jeffrey, who is also a skater, to go to the Pyeongchang Games. She says she is ecstatic that the campaign has succeeded and she will have her family cheering her on.
I'm really happy and proud to say that I have achieved my goal like a few days ago. And for sure, I'm just really ecstatic that they're going to be there with me and cheering me on every step of the way.
Karen Chen has written a book, Finding the Edge, My Life on the Ice, which chronicles her journey to being a figure skater. She says she hopes to inspire other young athletes, just like she was inspired 4 years ago by her now teammate, Mirai Nagasu.
And to see her again now and continuing to fight and pulling out that amazing triple axel. And I'm, in a way, one of her biggest fans. And so I'm just really hoping that younger skaters can see me and be inspired to really put in the effort into and the dedication into skating, because skating's such a wonderful thing, and we really learn a lot.
The ladies' figure skating competition starts February 10th with the short program. So what do you think? Let us know your thoughts by visiting our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. And until next time, I'm David Byrd in Washington.